Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z, T and I being traded for me, Sister Zainab. And so as I'm talking about rest and contentment, and I'm going to be narrowing it down to the month of Ramadan in particular, in the sense that there are particular things we can deepen in the month of Ramadan that will contribute to this idea of rest and contentment, not just during that month, but during our the rest of the year and the rest of our lives, inshallah. So what is said is that, and look, this is common knowledge, really, that real rest we can only find in meeting Allah. So the real rest comes not in this life. This comes in the hereafter. But in this life, in this very temporary life, there are four things that can help us with finding this rest, and I also call it contentment. And really, these four things are things that we can actually work on, especially during the month of Ramadan. That's why I'm sort of, I've chosen this particular topic for today. So one thing that is said is silence. One is retreat, one is hunger, and one is wakefulness. So I'm just going to go through these a little bit and maybe try and explain what I mean by that. So obviously, it's we're told that in silence, you know, when it's all quiet, so may, inshallah, when we're on our prayer mat and we have some peace around us, we can recognize our heart and recognize ourselves in relation to the Creator. And obviously, this is why obviously our prayers are sometimes also referred to as, you know, this is a real meditation. Also, when we're sitting there and making dua, or when we then take time to just sit and read the Quran. And obviously, you've probably found this yourself, any time in your busy lives, and this is more likely to be maybe in your home environment, when you've got nothing else to do, you just got a few minutes, and in a sense you can start to hear the sounds around you, and maybe you can even hear your own heart beating, and you just sort of become a bit more aware of how you're feeling, what's going on with you today. Welcome back. This is A to Z and I being the radio with me, Sister Zainab, and talking to you about rest and contentment, especially how we can deepen it during the month of Ramadan and also for the rest of the year and for our lives indeed. And so I've talked a little bit how silence is one of the things that helps us. So, and the next one obviously is, and obviously during the month of Ramadan, because we're meant to be doing extra reading from the Quran. And some of us maybe also enjoy the, let's say, the suhoor and iftar sometimes in complete peace, depending on, you know, what the other members of the family are doing. It can be a very blessed and quiet time. The other aspect I mentioned is retreat, which is, in a sense, helps us to rescue us from the evils of this age. It's they would say inner and outer evils of the age. And obviously, doing these extra rites of worship during the month of Ramadan also sort of just takes us away. So any sort of, let's say, 15 minutes, if you're sitting there and you're reading from the Quran, reading the Druze, that obviously is time that you, I'll just spell it out, that you can't be sitting on your cell phone just scrolling through your social media or you turning the TV on. So that again is another 15 minutes towards that gives you this extra retreat. The third aspect, which I mentioned, is hunger, because hunger obviously kills all our sort of bodily appetites and temptation. So obviously, it's a very good training ground. Obviously, that is, again, why this month of Ramadan is so important. And wakefulness was the fourth one, because it's said to illuminate the heart and purify our nature. And obviously, wakefulness is something that, you know, we can have in the early morning, because we wake up and then we have the suhoor and it's really early and it's still dark. And then obviously we get ready to pray. And so these are just a few extra little pointers for you during this month. So I pray that this is just giving you a few extra insights, and also that you tune in to another episode of A to Z here on I Being the Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.